USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Lawyers for former President Trump criticized the impeachment case against him as political theater. In a 78-page brief filed Monday, Trump's lawyer David Schoen and Bruce Castor argue that the case is unconstitutional because Trump is no longer in office and therefore it must be dismissed. Democrat Representative Katie Porter of California.
So one of the arguments that President Trump made is that, he can't be subject to criminal prosecution. But that makes it all the more important that we use the tools the Constitution has provided.
The Senate trial begins Tuesday. Authorities in Pinellas County, Florida, and the FBI are looking for an unknown individual that attempted to hack the city of Oldsmar water treatment plant system. Officials said that an individual hacked a computer for the water treatment facility and increased the amount of lye and sodium hydroxide by more than 100 times the normal amount. Someone at the plant noticed the change and immediately fixed it. Thank you for listening. It's well appreciated. We are USA Radio News.
Maybe you've heard about MediShare and you know what it is. It's the affordable alternative to health insurance, but you've wondered, can I really save a significant amount of money on my monthly health care bills? And the answer is an emphatic yes, you can. You can save a lot of money. Whether it's just for you or for an entire family, MediShare has an option for you. In fact, the typical family saves $500 a month switching to MediShare. And it really is the gold standard when it comes to healthcare sharing. You get free telehealth services. You get a huge network of doctors. You get great customer support. And you get the sense of security that comes from being a part of 400,000 people who share not just each other's medical bills, but purpose, too. MediShare is a community of Christians who pull together and pray for each other, which is very refreshing right now. If you want more info, it's so simple. You can get a price within 2 minutes. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Twitter wants to start charging users for their service. USA Radio News' Tim Berg explains.
Twitter is considering subscription fees for some of its products to reduce the company's dependence on advertising revenues. Some ideas include the ability for users to pay the people they follow for exclusive content or charging for advanced services like TweetDeck, the undo send feature, and other profile customization options. Experts believe the company would benefit from a more steady revenue stream as its United States market has started to flatten while it still claims less than 1% of the digital ad market globally. Company leaders may fill in investors on their ideas when it reports fourth quarter numbers on Tuesday. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Twitter was founded in March of 2006. Anthony Sowell, a.k.a. the Cleveland Strangler, on death row for killing 11 women, died of natural causes in a prison hospital on Monday. He was sentenced in 2011. USA Radio News.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it, too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, get 2 MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
The Center for Disease Control has announced about 10% of the U.S. population has been given a COVID-19 vaccine. Getting us up to date on the COVID fight, USA Radio News' Dan Naraki has more.
More than 42 million doses of coronavirus vaccine have been administered in the United States, according to new data from the CDC. That's about 10% of the country's population that have now received at least one dose of the vaccine. As inoculation efforts ramp up, there's hope that life can soon begin to get back to normal. Dr. Anthony Fauci believes that mask mandates can begin to be rolled back sometime in the fall. He tells Fox News that about 70 to 85% of the population would have to be vaccinated before that could take place.
If we can get, and I have used this as an estimate, it's not definitive, that if we can get 70 to 85% of our population vaccinated and get to what we would hope would be to a degree of herd immunity, which really is an umbrella or a veil of protection against the community, where the level of virus is so low, it's not a threat at all, then at that point you could start thinking in terms of not having to have a uniform wearing of masks.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
The Trump administration last November announced the federal government would partner with several pharmacies, including Albertsons, Rite Aid, Kroger, Walgreens, CVS, Walmart, and Publix, to administer COVID-19 vaccines. NASCAR is featuring a rare road course race tonight. The Busch Clash at Daytona will begin at 7 p.m. Eastern on Fox Sports 1. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.